There you stand, in your plain white undershirt and long flannel sleepwear. You had followed the noise and stood outside my room till you could bear it no longer. The rustling and moaning, and then a quiet. The crystal knob on the door had been pushed open, and I had not even noticed till there you were. Even several feet away, it's impossible not to notice you. I can smell you. You look at me. You can tell. You can tell things are different. I see your nose flare as you smell the arousal left in the room, thick and heady. I can't see, but I can tell it affects you. The scent of a woman in heat. Your gaze falls to the cane laying on the floor and the discarded towel. Your mind must be racing at the thoughts of what I've done. You look at me in my bosom. I feel the swell again. I feel the haze again. I can almost hear your blood rushing through your veins. I know a young man like you would be affected by my shape, seeing my broadening backside and the weight against the thin fabric of my clothing. I dare not say a word, but I look at you. The scent pervading my nostrils of you, straining, feeling everything inside me heat again. With boiling nerves, my mind clouds over, and I see your face. I see cloth ripping, here tearing, and feel my arms reaching, my legs moving, as if I'm possessed. I have no idea. Dear, what to do or how to stop. I whimper, help me. I barely read anything of the words, but they were running through my head. The words from my husband's journal. Estrus, paroxysm. Fatal consequences. I have strength I never knew, and I sense you see my body and it arouses you. I have to get you to help me. You have to help me. Thrown in an asylum. Even if I live through another one of these episodes, I must have you have relief. I must. I'm out of control. I seem to have strength I never knew again. Expose your balls and your cock, ripping the fabric away and making you yelp. I push against you, my mouth watering as I fight myself, but my breast throbs and rivulets of milk run down my body and between my legs. I imagine what I'm going to do to you. Oh, I need it. In a small moment of clarity, I whimper again. Help me. And I grind myself to your now exposed erection. I implore you with my eyes as we grapple in the, near the floor. Help me. I'm going to die. But I lust for you. Afraid to stop, afraid to go on. Urged like a wanton woman, a beast, a base creature to mate. Mate. God, help me. I must have an orgasm. You have to. You have to. I have to fuck you. My senses desert me. My sensibilities to use such language, to behave in such a way with a virtual stranger. But inside me, it grows, this possessed state, grunting, grunting, deeper, like a lion, growling. Now! Right fucking now, please! Oh. Snatch at you. My strength is frightening you, and somehow you can't stop either. Dark spots appear on my nightgown as the fabric is completely soaked. My nipples heavy, heavy and throbbing in sympathy with the rest of my body. The heat between my legs is as hot as it was 10 minutes ago. Heated, wet, grinding. I need him, is all I can think, as I attempt to rape this man before me. I yank the rest of my own clothes away, and they rip easily. And you start to shout, asking me if I took the serum. Did I take the serum? You can see I cannot resist. I need it. You are determined to question me now. And all I want to do is mount you. I push you to the floor, push against your shoulders, winding you almost. Tell me, woman, tell me you took the serum. He experimented on you, didn't he? Didn't he? You knew it. You tell me you knew it. But I am insatiable. Press myself to you, holding you down, the milk from my breasts, tears running from my face. Help me, please. Relieve me. Relieve my need. Half of me, desperate trying to control it, and the other half, grinding on you. My wet, quim presses, wets you, pushing, pressing, trying to hook that cock within me. Some of my breast milk drops onto your face. I tower over you. I'm easily as tall as you. And I force my breast into your mouth for you to suckle, to relieve something. You try not to, but you get a mouthful and choke. It's too late. I'm on your cock and I'm raping you. Raping you as you choke and stagger and stutter and cough to breathe. Oh. 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 The relief of a man's cock inside me again. It's incredible. Your face looks at once horrified and at the same time somehow possessed too. This time you take one of my breasts for yourself and suckle more as if I am delicious, as if it's uncontrollably addictive. Oh yes, this time it's not forced. This time you drink from me, you savor it, and I watch as I grind and grind and grind and grind. Oh, yes, the relief. Your wits have not completely left you. You keep asking, when? When did you take it? When? When? The last day I saw my husband. Oh, please. Please finish me. Finish. Finish. It's as if my body is calling out for what's within yours. My sides are aching, my belly seems to be swelling. I can feel my hands tightening their grip on your shoulders. I'm hurting you. I can't control it. I don't want to control it. Oh! Oh, oh, oh. My pussy tightens as I milk you each stroke as I grind, tightening, milking you till you cry out. I can't tell any longer if it's with pain or with pleasure. All I know is I'm finally calmer. Finally the mist over me begins to subside. Oh. Oh. Something is happening to you now. You push me away and I happily yield, move. But you take a leg, one of my legs, roll over me. I can see you, your erection. It isn't down, it isn't dwindling like I would expect. It seems to be worse, it seems to be harder, thicker, redder. Your face, bright red, and you have this grimace. Again, you push. You want me this time. You push inside. I feel the nerves trigger in me. Instant ecstasy. But I did not orgasm. Instead, I feel agony in both my sides. Agony like an explosion of swelling in my pelvis. My husband had explained to me some things about my cycles, but I never believed I could feel... Everything is overreacting. Perhaps his tonic was to help me be pregnant. The pain that helped my mind focus fades, and again, all I can think of is your cock stimulating my orgasm. I groan and pull you closer with my legs, my thighs tightening around you, and I hear your moan and your groan, begging almost louder. And I beg these primitive grunts. Harder, harder, help me, fuck me. Fuck me! Fuck me! I would never use such language normally, but my need cannot be mistaken. I must have it. And you pushing like, a man possessed. We two, hearts thumping, blood rushing in ears. My eyes can't focus. I feel like every sinew of me will break. I need to have you spent inside me. You must trigger my response, my climax. No! Suddenly I scream as I see you begin to struggle and turn even redder. You shout my name. But I'm not sure if this is because my thighs are tightening round you, or it's my cunt, or your arousal. Finally, I focus enough to hear you say you were fucking me as hard as possible. And I feel your hand join your cock, rubbing my lips in that hard grape of a pearl. My clit. I smile. I enter the state of bliss. My heart seems to quieten in my body. And I float as the contractions, my cunny, fill my being with pleasure. I'm having the orgasm, and my throat closes for a second, and then I expel a cry of pure, lusting moan like I've never made before. And it resounds round the room, and surely every servant in the house hears my growling. As tears fall and my body seems to leave the earth and feel suspended in pure pleasure. I wake up a while later with the bed covers over me. My body's naked and seemingly somewhat back to normal. I feel my breasts, which are very sensitive and tender, and between my legs it aches and has a quiet, throbbing soreness. As I look up, I see you in a bedshirt, sitting, reading the notebook, my husband's journal. Your head on one hand, leaning on your elbow as you study. You turn and ask me how I am. Tell me I've been asleep for an hour. You're still here. You're not going to call the magistrate to have me taken away. You're You look at me and look back at my husband's journal, and you begin to explain. You tell me my husband had all sorts of research about many different species, but all of it goes back to travels he made near Fiji and Samoa, the islands in Oceania. He's been experimenting on me. My orgasm dissipated the effects of adrenaline, making oxytocin. Did he tell me any of this? But I don't understand these words. I don't know. He told me it was a tonic to help me. That's all I know. I've started to look myself. I started to try to find a cure, to see if something could help. Please, will you help me? Will you help me? Please. Please, sir. You nod. You say that you feel somewhat responsible, having been possessed yourself. It turns out my body produces extra milk, extra hormones. The milk, once drunk by you, acted as a stimulant, acted as a aphrodisiac on you, and caused you to have a swelling, a extra growing that absolutely needed relief. You were in quite a lot of discomfort. I sit up a little and lift the covers. May I see? And as I look, I see you are still afflicted with a rather swollen manhood. I see. But you mentioned fertility and oestrus, and I had pain as you were inside me. Could it be that I'm, in season, like an animal? You nod. It seems my husband was trying to induce a multiple follicular event. A what? It means egg release. Oh God. And we just... Oh. This tonic is based on a formula found all the way through history, mentioned briefly, all sorts of references in historical documents, going back to the goddess Sina, half giantess, half fertility goddess. He He must have been slightly mad, my husband. And I agree. But now what? What will I do? What's to become of me? Oh, I look at you. You'd cradle my face with your hand. You will help me, won't you? And you kiss me softly on the lips. Why are you helping me? And then I look in your eyes and we kiss. I don't care why you're helping me. Just that you are. So, am I pregnant?